Marvin, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Very well.
Tell me about Trinity Church. How many members and regular attenders do you have?
Trinity Church is located on Dunkel Road, and we probably see anywhere from 26 to 3,000 on the weekend.
And tell me, Tim, a little bit about North Point Church. Where are you located, and how many regular attenders and members do you have?
Sure. Thank you. Glad to be here today. North Point's located up in DeWitt, just north of Lansing in Clinton County. And our congregation has about 600 children and adults that are on campus on a weekend.
All right. And, Tim, I'm going to ask Stephanie to grab that microphone and pull it in front of her. Stephanie Butler is the Lansing Partnerships Director. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
It's very good to see you.
Yeah,
tell me about the Church of Greater Lansing.
The Church of Greater Lansing is a phenomenal movement of the pastors in the Tri-County area coming together to just make a difference.
How do you get all these different faiths and all these different personalities together for a common purpose?
Well, quite frankly, that's by the grace of God. It's real difficult to herd cats.
All
but
right.
You know, God is good. God is good. With him, all things are possible. Amen.
Well, let's talk about the food drop. This is the third.
That's correct.
Correct? I've been a part of two,
yep.
And my boys are really looking forward to me being a part of this one because I'm driving one of those big trucks. Talk about the food drop. What is it? And talk about its past history.
Well, history-wise, the food drop started when the mayor came to us 3 years ago and just said that food was one of the number one needs in the Lansing area. So the pastors responded to that. Pastor Walter Gibson kind of stood up and said, we have got to do something. And from there, you know, it has just kind of snowballed into a huge event. We partnered with Mid-Michigan Food Bank to deliver over 3,000 boxes to upwards of 10,000 people.
Okay.
Basically, we pull anywhere from 15 to 35 churches together and their congregants, and we deliver these 2,700 boxes on that day. So our people come together, we raise the money, we take a Christmas Eve offering, and so all the money comes from the churches and the people, and then we purchase the food, and on that day we have a big rally event. It is a blast and something that is a must-see. And then from there we individually go out and we hand-deliver these boxes to the people in the community and just share God's love with them and hope with them.
All right. The first event was at Lansing Eastern High School. The second at Michigan State.
True.
You're evolving and growing and found a way to be better organized. Talk about this year's food drop.
Well, this year's food drop, we have made some significant changes. We're really excited about the fact that we're going to have a one location where the parking lot and distribution is going to be occurring adjacent to the building where the rally will be held. So there'll be a lot more indoor time, opportunities to serve within your area, zip code area, your own community, which is a new aspect to the program this year, and we're really excited about that.
Okay, for folks who want to become involved, how do they do that?
The event is going to be held February 26th at Holt High School, and it will start at 11 a.m. We encourage everyone to show up very early. You can show up as early as an hour before the event starts. We're intending or hoping that everyone will be done delivering their box around 5:30. The rally is supposed to be done around noon.
Right.
People will be dismissed systematically, and they can choose which zip code they'd like to serve and serve with their families.
Do you have to be a person of faith to help?
No, not at all. We open it up to anyone in the community that has a heart for the people here, and we would welcome them to join us.
All right, Tim, grab that microphone. Marvin, my question to you is, what are you doing to get the word out of Trinity?
A couple of things. We've made announcements on the weekend. We obviously people can go to the website. We're also letting individuals, you know, tell their friends and tell family members that they can be a part. So we want it to be more viral than, you know, a big splash event, and we're hoping that this will not just be a big event, but that this would be an event in people's lives on a regular basis. So,
and Tim, this is a situation where you bring the whole family out,
right,
especially those kids, so they get to learn and see and grow about giving.
Absolutely. I think of it last year in regards to many in our congregation that it was obviously those from whatever age they are, senior adults to empty nesters to families that have little kids who brave in sometimes the elements, but together to demonstrate what it's like to be part of the larger body of Christ in the greater Lansing area, but also to have children to see what it's like when people of faith unite in order to go out and demonstrate in a practical way the love of God by meeting a tangible need. And so I have a couple of teenage daughters who we, along with another girlfriend, we made deliveries to several homes, and just for them to participate, not just mom and dad taking the lead, but for our teenage daughters to participate in greeting these families and handing the box over and starting the conversations with them.
But I know you want to emphasize you don't have to be a person of faith, and it's not like there's going to be a bunch of people breathing down your neck with, you know, join this church, join that, come and work, be in the environment,
right.
But you don't have to worry about that, do you?
No, right. What we'd like to see folks do is come and be part of the rally just to get the sense of what this is all about. Part of that will be obviously an inspiration time, motivation time. We'll be sharing some stories from how people encountered and served last year, but also to get the instruction on how the afternoon is going to work when people get their delivery and how to go out and approach those families that they're going to go be meeting face-to-face. And so we'll give them those instructions and how to pick up their food box and make those deliveries.
All right. I've got about a minute left. Give me a story about something you experienced with a food drop.
Well, I would say a couple things. Certainly, those who participate in going and being part of it is a personal experience that really helps you grow as a person to see your fellow neighbor, your community members as people that that we can reach out to, not only in an organized event, but as Marvin already mentioned, is that it's something that we begin to be more intentional about noticing how we can serve and help people around us.
All right. Marvin Williams from the Trinity Church, Tim English from the North Point Community Church. Now, Stephanie, grab that microphone and tell folks where they can call and what website they can go to be a part of the food drop.
Well, currently we're working on launching the churchofgreaterlansing.com website. That will be live as of February 26th, but currently they can go to trinitywired.com and get all the information they need. There's stories, video, everything there. And then again, the day of the event is February 26th, 11 a.m. at Holt High School. They can join us for the event.